Thank you very much, Mr. Chairperson. Indeed, this is a very rich and interesting discussion, and also we didn't plan to take the floor on this, but since the discussion is really important, I believe, for the aim of the open-ended working group, there are a couple of comments that I would like to make. And well, first, I believe that my distinguished colleague, especially of Brazil and France, made my life very easy because it was about the legal framework and applicability of international law and international humanitarian law in outer space. Because, of course, our position is very clear on that, but there is a point that I would like to underline, and that in any case, we believe that it's really strange to think that a rules-based system and more rules and a more regulated framework should cause an armed conflict. This is really a connection that we cannot see, and I don't remember any case in history where the adoption of rules has made the situation worse, honestly. And the applicability of a regulation should contribute to avoid such situations, not to cause them. And really we don't see this kind of connection, and it's one that we really would like to avoid. We understand that there is a concern, that the concern is that the simple acceptance of the application of international humanitarian law could lead to the notion that armed conflicts could be conducted in outer space. But this is absolutely not our aim here. And when we talk about the legal framework, in any case, we think that this is not the idea. The idea is to contribute to a more secure and safer environment in the outer space. There is another, maybe more general point that I would like to underline, because I've heard, listening very carefully to this debate, I've heard lots of comments about how the work we are conducting in the open-ended working group is in a way in competition or even in conflict with the work that we do under the Paris agenda, at DCD or in other fora. And honestly, that's another issue that I would like to clarify, at least to explain our view about this. Because the whole idea of the open-ended working group is to reaching a common understanding on how best to act to reduce threats to space systems in order to maintain outer space as a peaceful, safe, and stable environment, free from an arms race and free from conflict. So in a way, it's part of a broader effort to prevent the arms race in outer space. And the two exercises are conducted in different instances, in different fora, and in a way can be complementary. And since I happen to be also representative of my country to the Conference on Disarmament, I recall your intervention a few months ago, if I'm correct, to the Subsidiary Body 3, where we discussed PAROS. And I believe it was very constructive and it reached the discussion at the Conference on Disarmament. In a way, these are processes that we can consider, that we can participate in together, and hopefully they will contribute to the one to each other. We really believe and we hope that the work that we are conducting here will contribute to define norms in the end. And I believe that there are already steps in this direction. Some states have announced a commitment, and I believe that the commitment announced by the United States is one that goes in the right direction and that we welcome very much. But so this is something that we can all consider, and in a way is a step in maximizing the chances of a successful outcome for any future negotiation, even for a binding treaty, if we agree in the end. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.